I want to read a verse of scripture just before we bring our Mr. Men address. It's Joshua chapter 1, the first chapter of Joshua, Joshua 1, and we'll read verse 5 through to verse number 7. These are wonderful words spoken, of course, to Joshua, but they bring a great challenge and encouragement to every Christian. Joshua chapter 1. And verse number 5, God speaking, of course, to Joshua, and he says these words. Joshua 1, verse 5, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Does anybody know who this is? Somebody said it there? Mr. Strong, very good. Didn't expect Joshua to know that, 3 years of age. Wish he knew his Bible as well. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6, "Be strong and of a good courage." And this, of course, is Mr. Strong. And Mr. Strong, like all of the other Mr. Men, lived up to his name. He was strong. Big, broad shoulders, big arms. Mr. Strong was strong. Ate all the right foods, plenty of vitamins, plenty of steaks, and Mr. Strong was strong. And the Bible commands us to be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and very courageous. The Christian life is not for sissies. The Christian life requires strength. And yet at the same time, those who are Christians have to acknowledge themselves to be very weak. "I am poor and needy," the psalmist said, "and yet the Lord thinketh upon me." When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But as we live the Christian life, we need to be strong. It takes strength and it takes courage to become a person of prayer. It takes strength and it takes courage to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes strength and it takes courage to say no to temptation. It takes strength and courage to persevere and to run the Christian race. And yet, in and of ourselves, we have got very little strength. We're weak, we are poor, and we are needy. And yet, God promises us strength. The Bible says that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. And the Scripture gives us that lovely promise, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And all throughout the Word of God, we have got many people in the Bible who maybe in a sense were weak, but yet became strong under God. Joshua was one of them. God commanded him right there, whenever God called him to take over from where Moses left off, "Be strong and of a good courage." And Joshua knew and experienced the strength of God, but there's one man in the Bible who was known for his strength. And that, of course, was Samson. Samson was a man who experienced great power and great strength. He killed a lion with his bare hands. He carried away the gates of Gaza upon his shoulders. He killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. He pulled down the very temple of the Philistines. Samson was a man known for strength, great feats of strength. But I believe that whenever we would look at Samson, and if we were able to see Samson physically speaking, I don't think there was anything about his physical appearance that suggested great strength. Sometimes we see in Bible storybooks pictures of Samson, and he's a huge, big, strong man with large muscles and maybe 7 or 8 feet tall. There's a crane in Belfast named after Samson, as there is one named after Goliath at Harland and Wolfe. But whenever Samson did all these great feats of strength, people ask the question, wherein does thy great strength lie? And what is the secret of your strength? It wasn't a human strength, it was a supernatural strength. And the reason Samson was strong was because from his womb he was separated unto God. He was a Nazarite. He didn't touch anything that was unclean. He didn't touch anything that was dead. He didn't touch anything that was defiled. He didn't go near wine nor strong drink. And because Samson was separated unto God, he enjoyed great strength. And yet with all of Samson's strength, he was a man that was also known for his weakness. Samson sometimes entered into relationships that he shouldn't have. One was with a woman called Delilah. And Delilah deceived Samson and she tricked Samson. And whenever Samson told her all of his heart about these 7 locks of his hair that symbolized his Nazarite vow, if they were to be cut off, and that vow of separation broken, his strength would go and he would become weak just like other men. And that is exactly what happened in Samson's life. Young people and older people, whenever we're not living lives that are separated, and whenever we're not living lives that are consecrated, and maybe we enter into things in our Christian life and experience that we know aren't right, it robs us of our strength. And those who could be strong can so easily become weak. And Samson had his eyes plucked out. He was bound and fettered. And then he was sent down to a prison house to grind corn. And Samson's life became one of monotony and one of bondage and one of slavery to the Philistines. But you know something? He learned the lesson. And maybe you've lost out with God in recent days, and no longer are you strong for the Lord. But the Bible says concerning Samson, howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again. And Samson, by allowing his hair to grow again, was renewing his vows and renewing his separation and renewing his consecration. And Samson went out in a blaze of glory and experienced the strength and power of God once again. I wonder today, are we strong for the Lord? Are we courageous for the Lord? Or maybe have we lost out with God and lost some of our power and strength and vitality? If we confess our need and consecrate our service again to the Lord, we can be Mr. Strong for God. And I trust that God will help us to do that and that we'll experience victory as we live the Christian life day by day. We